Welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive built specifically for you. Today, we are tearing into a massive stack of, well, consulting-grade articles and architecture blueprints.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of dense material to get through today.
Right. And our mission here is really figuring out how factories can stop being these noisy data graveyards, and actually transition into intelligent, autonomous powerhouses.
So, okay, let's unpack this. We all remember the original industrial IoT hype.
Oh, definitely. The whole promise of flawless digital twins.
Exactly, perfectly timed predictive maintenance. But looking at the reality in 2026, most plants are just digitally busier.
Yeah, they've got sensors literally everywhere.
But operationally, they're stuck staring at passive dashboards while the line still goes down.
Right. And what's fascinating here is why these smart factory programs inevitably stall out. It is almost never the tech itself.
It's the foundation, isn't it?
Exactly. The blueprints highlight this massive trap called pilot purgatory. A plant will build a highly isolated pilot just to show off some flashy AI while completely ignoring the actual grinding bottlenecks on the floor.
Right. Then they try to scale it, and boom, they hit integration chaos. Because everyone wants a shiny autonomous factory.
Sure.
But right now, half these plant managers are just trying to hook up a 30-year-old stamping press to a modern cloud dashboard.
Without tripping a breaker.
Without tripping a breaker,
Yeah.
exactly. It just turns into a brittle, tangled mess of custom API connections.
Yeah, and that custom point-to-point integration is exactly what kills scale. The sources emphasize that you really have to start with concrete operational targets.
Like reducing unplanned downtime.
Right, like reducing downtime on that specific stamping press by 15% before you even look at a vendor catalog. And here's where it gets really interesting. Once you have that target, how do you actually organize the data so it's usable?
You need a unified namespace.
Exactly. These blueprints point heavily to that.
For anyone dealing with this, you know that trying to pull context from 50 different siloed databases is just a total
Oh,
disaster.
it's a nightmare.
The unified namespace acts as the central nervous system for your factory data. Instead of systems talking to each other directly, every machine, sensor, and ERP system publishes and subscribes to data in one standardized hub.
So it inherently standardizes the context across the entire facility.
Exactly.
So if the unified namespace handles the writing and the context, how do these blueprints suggest we handle the actual processing? Because we can't just push all this newly organized high-frequency data straight to the cloud,
No,
right?
you absolutely can't. Not unless you want astronomical latency and out-of-control cloud bills.
Right.
You have to architect the division of labor deliberately. The edge, running compute locally right on the factory floor, is non-negotiable for real-time control.
Because of the speed required.
Exactly. If a safety valve needs to shut off in milliseconds, you cannot wait for a round trip to an AWS server. The edge handles the immediate physical processes.
While the cloud handles the rest.
Yeah, the cloud is reserved for the heavy lifting. Historical optimization, training the AI models, and fleet-level analytics across multiple global sites.
So, what does this all mean for the AI tools everyone is trying to deploy right now?
It comes down to a pretty brutal truth from these sources.
A sloppy data backbone guarantees mediocre AI.
Precisely. You simply cannot fix a bad architecture with a SMI algorithm.
If you feed an AI model delayed, fragmented data from that tangled mess we talked about earlier, the insights will be completely useless.
No matter how advanced the math is.
Right.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is the true evolution of the intelligent factory. The end game isn't just better visibility anymore.
A dashboard telling you a machine is currently breaking just isn't enough.
Exactly. The promise here is creating closed, autonomous decision loops. The factory itself senses a process deviation, interprets the context through the unified namespace,
Decides the optimal fix using an AI model trained in the cloud.
and then acts in real time at the edge.
Bringing this right back to you, why should you care how these systems are architected? Because the digital divide over the next decade isn't about who has IoT sensors and who doesn't.
Sensors are cheap now. Everyone has them.
Right. The real divide will be between facilities that passively admire their data on a screen and those that have built a true industrial decision advantage.
And as operations become fully connected and autonomous, this raises an important question for you to ponder.
The cyber risk aspect.
Yes. If a manipulated data stream can now directly alter a physical factory process in real time, how do we handle the reality that cyber risk is no longer just an IT problem?
It's a physical threat.
It is a direct operational threat to physical safety and business continuity. In this new era, assuming zero trust, meaning every single device and user must be strictly verified before communicating on that factory floor isn't just a best practice.
It might be the only way to keep the line running safely.